AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports President Trump is again making contradictory statements about the Iran war hours before addressing the American public.
President Trump is again making contradictory statements about whether he's ready to wind down the Iran war or escalate strikes. Just yesterday.
We'll be leaving very soon.
Maybe in 2 or 3 weeks. This morning, though, the president struck a hard line, saying if Iran does not stop blocking the Strait of Hormuz, the U.S. would bomb the Islamic Republic back to the Stone Ages. That was hours after this.
What happens to the Strait, we're not going to have anything to do with.
Which itself was an apparent backtrack from his earlier threat to bomb Iranian infrastructure if the Strait's not open in coming days. The president says today Iran's president wants a ceasefire, a claim Tehran's foreign ministry says is false and baseless. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Supreme Court is taking one of the term's most consequential cases, President Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship. In oral argument, Solicitor General D. John Sauer says children born to parents in the U.S. illegally or temporarily shouldn't be citizens.
Unrestricted birthright citizenship contradicts the practice of the overwhelming majority of modern nations. It demeans the priceless and profound gift of American citizenship. It operates as a powerful pull factor for illegal immigration and rewards illegal aliens who not only violate the immigration laws, but also jump in front of those who follow the rules.
An increase in retail sales amid inflation worries. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.6% in February after dropping 0.1% in January. But there is a concern that Americans will cut spending because of higher gas prices.
This is AP News. The two-year restoration of a 125-year-old cathedral in Kentucky is complete. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
After 2 years, the restoration of the Cathedral Basilica of the Assumption in Covington, Kentucky is complete, with the last of the heavy lifting, the installation of 32 recreated gargoyles.
There we go.
It's touching. That's it.
Reverend Ryan Mayer says the church's facade takes after a very famous church in Paris.
It is known as America's Notre Dame, and the vision of Bishop Maz, who built the cathedral, our third bishop, to really bring the European experience of a cathedral to the Midwest and to our diocese, and to have the facade modeled after Notre Dame.
The 125-year-old church is just across the Ohio River from Cincinnati. Mayor says it cost $8 million to renovate, mostly coming from donations. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.